From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. A ProPublica investigation earlier this month revealed unusual Medicare billing patterns among a number of Florida healthcare providers. According to the U.S. attorney, unusual billing patterns are a red flag for fraud. As Sammy Mack reports, data analysis has become an important tool for Medicare fraud investigators in Florida.
The ProPublica investigation looked at how Medicare providers billed for their services in 2012. What it found was that, on average, most providers only charge for the most complex, expensive level of care during office visits about 4% of the time. But there were anomalies. In Florida, nearly 100 Medicare providers with relatively high volume billed at the most expensive rate 100% of the time.
I would think that they would be very low-hanging fruit and ripe for an audit.
Cindy Weston is executive director of the American Medical Billing Association. And she's right. Unusual billing patterns are part of what federal investigators look for in Medicare fraud investigations.
Data analysis is probably the most important part of making our criminal investigations in the healthcare fraud arena.
Wilfredo Ferrer is the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida and part of the Medicare Fraud Strike Force. He says investigators use software that monitors Medicare claims in real time and can flag unusual patterns. It's similar to what credit card companies use for fraud detection. But part of the trouble is the sheer volume of healthcare fraud coming out of Florida.
So just to give you an idea, from 2005 to the present time, we have indicted over 1,700 individuals responsible for submitting over $4.4 billion of fraudulent claims to Medicare.
Ferrer says that while the data analysis can be a strong lead in a Medicare fraud case, that's just the beginning of an investigation, and they can't catch everyone. I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.
A watchdog group says Governor Rick Scott should use his line item veto to strike $120 million worth of projects from the state's record $77 billion budget. Florida Tax Watch officials are urging Scott to veto 107 projects, including funding for a dog park in Jacksonville and a public fountain in Palm Beach. With the budget on Scott's desk, Tax Watch released its annual list of budget turkeys, projects that weren't requested by a state agency and were inserted in the budget at the end of the legislative session. Robert Weissert of Tax Watch says it's not concerned with the value of the projects, but whether they followed a transparent process.
We're talking about a significant amount of money, government reaching into people's pockets and taking out that money, and public budgeting is it's a trust.
The governor has until June 4th to act on the budget. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.